Okay, this is Wednesday, 6/25/25. The title is Like Father, Like Son. We're going to look at Old Testament scriptures, a few, before we get into the New Testament. Lamentations 22. It is of the Lord mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The word faithfulness here means firmness, security, or moral fidelity. We're going to look at a few here through the Old Testament, and then we're going to get into the New Testament. Psalms 36, verse 5. The hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. 36:5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Psalms 40, verse 10. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Okay, Psalms 89 has several verses in it. We're going to start with verse 1 and 2. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Then verse 5. And the heavens shall praise thy wonder, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Then verse 8. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, are to thy faithfulness round about thee. He can't be anything but. 24. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. In verse 33. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Okay, let's keep going here. Psalms 92, this is 1 and 2. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Psalms 119, 90. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. So the Lord will not forget us. 119, that's what I just read. 143. Verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. Okay, I now want to read to you Isaiah chapter 11. This is talking about the millennial reign. It's a great passage of scripture. God is faithful. He hadn't forsaken us, even after all these thousands of years. Start with verse 1 there. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Talking about Jesus. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity from the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be a girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, from Pathros and Cush and from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. That's a reference to Revelation chapter 7 right there. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. The Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea. And with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. God was faithful to them, and he is faithful to us. He will be throughout. That's what the millennium is all about. It's finally everything that's been promised to the Old Testament, New Testament, will be literal. Okay. Let's go to Isaiah 25, verse 1. O Lord, thou art God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. We can depend on the Lord. He's never going to lie to us. He's not a man that he should lie. Okay, this is Hosea 2:20. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. God's greatest attribute is his faithfulness. We've established that God is faithful, and now we're going to investigate the New Testament and his continued faithfulness. But also, we're going to look at our faithfulness to him. Our stewardship is to be faithful to God. When the Lord requires us to do something, we do it. We obey him. That's a stewardship. We're going to look at some scriptures on that. The first one is 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Corinthians in the New Covenant means faithful, trustworthy, and trustful. Like Father, like Son is what the Holy Spirit put to me. 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Steward, this is a steward, a house distributor or overseer, a manager, a fiscal agent like a treasurer, a preacher of the gospel. Let's keep going. I'm going to look at Titus right quick. Titus 1, 7. And then we'll go back. Well, no, we'll go forward. Titus 1, 7. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Okay. Now, 1 Peter chapter 4. We're going to look at verse 10 there. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So we each have a commission. You know, so many talk about the faithfulness of God and how he never fails, but many forget about faithfulness to God. A lot of times it gets hot and they jump out of the kettle. A steward, they toe the line. They stay in their place. They are faithful to God to execute what he is requiring of them. So many just leave their assignment. When it gets too hot in the kitchen, they just bail. That's not faithfulness to God. Every one of us is called to do something, and we will give an account one day for that stewardship, whatever it is. It's real easy when you're in a hot spot to recall to God, God, your faithfulness to me. And he might say to you, well, what about your faithfulness to me? Have you done what I required of you to do? How many times are we going, oh yeah, I forgot. I'm so glad he doesn't forget, aren't you? Okay, go back. This is all part of stewardship, not forgetting what God has said and staying at your post and doing it regardless if you like it or not. And we've all jumped out, so I'm not pointing any fingers at any particular person. But that's all part of the stewardship. That's all part of us being faithful to God. 1 Corinthians. This is 10. 13. There is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. In other words, you don't have to bail. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Those that forget and lose sight of that, and they decide they're going to go another way, and then they get in a strait, and they call out to God, and they want God to be faithful. But they wouldn't be faithful. They won't be faithful. It's a different story. If you expect God to keep his word to you, then you keep your word to God. Like father, like son. Okay, let's keep going here. 1 Thessalonians. I know we've all had things the Lord said to us to do, and we kind of do it a while, and then we forget and all of that stuff, but God doesn't forget. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Just remember that. It's not the big things we do for God. I believe He views them all the same, whether it be big or little. This is 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. In other words, whatever it takes to fulfill your call, God is with you all the way, and He'll be faithful to you. But you stay faithful to Him. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I like that one. We just have to believe Him, because the enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He tries to make himself look bigger than God, bigger and better and all that, but he isn't. The scripture says he isn't. Father is faithful. 1 Timothy 1:12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. That stands to reason. The ones that he would choose would be the ones he knows to be faithful. 2 Timothy. This is 2 Timothy 2. I'm going to read this chapter here. Or through verse 13. Let me see. Through 13 here. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. That's what I'm looking for. I feel like, is it the Marines, a few good men? Is that the Marine slogan? I don't know. It's military. A few good men. Some of them that'll just come in here and learn and just stay at their post. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. We want to please Father. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all these things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. I know it's hard to give words that you don't want to give words. Nobody wants somebody to not like them anymore, or cast them away, or call them names because they bring the word of the Lord. It's terrible that you have to feel that way. The word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. People don't understand the price that ministers of the gospel pay. So many in the world that stand in positions get their due, but the church, they tend to be at the back of the line. They should be at the head of the line. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Ooh. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. For God to not be faithful to you, he's denying himself. So is the Son, to have that kind of faithfulness towards Father. I care about pleasing God more than any person on this earth. And every Christian should feel that way. It's not a slight on anybody. But Father comes first. Father knows best. Father, in him is life and death and all things. He's the greater one. Titus. I read that a while ago, but I'll read a little more of it. This is Titus chapter 1. Where did it go? Titus. Sometimes it hides. There it is. Okay. Titus 1. Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. For this cause left I in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. It's that faithful word. God is the word. Jesus is the word. He's faithful. That faithful word. Sound doctrine. Okay, let's keep going here. A few more. Hebrews chapter 3. Start with verse 1 there. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he hath builded the house, hath more, what is that? Honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses was verily faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Two more scriptures here. No, I got a few more back over here. Yeah, I got a few more. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. I know this. I've learned this about the Lord and what I've been through nearly 2 years, close to 2 years. I trust him. I trust him above all. He's proved his faithfulness to me. Now, I'd like to see more, but he's proved himself to me. Hebrews 11:11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now, I'm telling you, at 90 years old and still didn't have the baby, I think I'd have just give up, but not her. God was faithful, even for a 90-year-old woman, to have a baby. They can't even do that today. Not with all the medicine and all the procedures. You can't. Nobody has a baby at 90. Not unless God's involved in it. He's faithful. We can trust him. Okay, 1 Peter 4:19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well doing unto a faithful Creator. Like I said, if Sarah can believe for a baby at 90, what we're believing for is a little bit easier than that, I think. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you don't have to go around saying, well, I hope the Lord forgave me. He says He's faithful. Like Father, like Son, now are we. This is 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. If you think God has not been faithful to you, you might look in your own backyard and look and see, have you been faithful to Him? Okay. A few more scriptures will be done. Little things matter to God. You know, I didn't realize that until I was older, and a lot of times that's the way it happens. But the important thing is you realized it. Yeah. Revelation 1:5. From Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sin in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He sure looks at us different than we look at ourselves, doesn't He? Revelation 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Then verse 13, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, hath denied my faith, and even those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Some were martyred, some lost their lives, but they remain faithful. Revelation 3:14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things said the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Two more scriptures and we'll be done. Revelation 17:14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. He's not going to choose the unfaithful. He's just like anybody else. He's got to have people that He can trust. One more, 19:11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Just a little different perspective on faithfulness. Let's be encouraged today that He's faithful.